The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Two, three, oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's time to get on with the show. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. It's salad time. Once again to the salad. Thanks for joining us today. Now then, salad listeners, what do we have lined up for you on the program? Well, let's find out. Of course, we have our salad news bits today. A very exciting news item for you. Yes, indeed. Now then, what else do we have on the program? Well, we also have, you may remember that last week we looked at some common expressions on Boost Your Level. Well, common and useful expressions on Boost Your Level. So we have a follow-up today. So it's part two of common expressions on Boost Your Level. We shall be putting your knowledge to the test, salad listeners. Yes, indeed. We shall be putting your knowledge to the test with some common expressions. That's right. But right now, salad listeners, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our headline, titular, headline, are you ready? Neanderthal skeleton is the first found in a decade. So Neanderthal, we say Neanderthal. A Neanderthal skeleton is the first found in a decade, in a década. So we don't find Neanderthal skeletons very often. So this is the first Neanderthal skeleton to be found in a decade, okay? So Neanderthal skeleton is the first found in a decade. Now, I'm not going to tell you where we're going right now, because it's a surprise. But we have Bob Smith, okay? Now, you remember Bob Smith? Now, yes, he's a Chinese Southeast Asian correspondent. We've sent him somewhere else today. Well, I'll tell you. We've sent him to Iraq. So Bob Smith is in Iraq where this skeleton has been found. Bob, can you hear me?
Hello, Dave. Yeah, that's right. Well, researchers have described the first articulated remains of a Neanderthal to be discovered in a decade. Now, an articulated skeleton is one where the bones are still arranged in their original positions.
Did you hear that, salad listeners? So researchers have described the first articulated remains. So remains are restos, remains, of a Neanderthal to be discovered in a decade. So, an articulated skeleton is one where the bones are still arranged in their original positions. Very exciting news.
That's right. Well, the new specimen was uncovered at Shanidar Cave in Iraq and consists of the upper torso and a crushed skull of a middle-aged to older adult.
Ah, so it's the torso or the abdomen, that's right, and a crushed skull, el cráneo, a skull of a middle-aged to older adult.
That's right, Dave. So excavations at Shanidar in the 1950s and the 1960s unearthed partial remains of 10 Neanderthal men, women and children. Now, during these earlier excavations, archaeologists found that some of the burials were clustered together with clumps of pollen surrounding one of the skeletons.
Now, did you catch that? So they also, so excavations found in the 50s and 60s, 10 Neanderthal men, women and children. So all these skeletons were clustered together, or close together, if you like, with clumps of pollen, surrounding one of the skeletons. So it's an interesting place where discoveries have previously been made.
That's right. Now, the researcher who led those original investigations claimed it was evidence that Neanderthals had buried their dead with flowers.
Ah, so there were remains of pollen, which was evidence that they buried. So enterrar is to bury. So they buried their dead with flowers. Now, why is this significant, do you think, salad listeners?
Right, well, basically, this flower burial captured the imagination of the public and kicked off a decades-long controversy. Now, the floral interpretations suggested our evolutionary relatives were capable of cultural sophistication, challenging the view prevalent at the time that Neanderthals were unintelligent and animalistic.
So previously, people have thought the Neanderthals were like cavemen that you see in cartoons, you know, who were very unintelligent and animalistic. However, having proof that they buried their dead with flowers was a big thing. It meant they were capable of cultural sophistication, okay, challenging that previous view.
That's right. So, you know, before the most recent specimen uncovered in Iraq, the last articulated Neanderthal remains were unearthed at the Cima de las Palomas in 2006 to 2007 and at the Cova Ferrada in 2010. Both sites are located in southeast Spain.
Ah, so until this find, the previous articulated Neanderthal remains were found in southern Spain. At Cima Las Palomas and Cova Forada. Do they sound familiar, salad listeners? So, this is the first articulated skeleton found in a decade.
That's right. Now, I spoke to one of the doctors involved who said the new skeleton, called Shanidar Z, is more substantial and more completely articulated than those previous finds. Now, the doctor is the lead author, you know, of a paper describing the find and was part of the excavation team working at the cave in Iraqi Kurdistan. Now, she told me, so much research on how Neanderthals treated their dead has to involve returning to finds from 60 or even 100 years ago when archaeological techniques were more limited, and that only ever gets you so far. So to have primary evidence of such quality from this famous Neanderthal site will allow us to use modern technologies to explore everything from ancient DNA to long-held questions about Neanderthal ways of death and whether they were similar to our own.
Now, it's true, if you're revisiting sites from 60 or 100 years ago, well, techniques have, of course, have advanced a lot since then. You can go about using modern technologies to explore everything from ancient DNA, ADN, okay, to long-held questions about Neanderthal ways of death and whether or not they were similar to our own.
That's right. Now, you know, the original archaeologist, you know, he died last year at aged 101, having never managed to conduct further excavations at his most famous site, despite several attempts. So, you know, it's very exciting to see, you know, what we can learn now, you know, about this new find. So during the 2018-2019 excavation, team members went on to uncover a complete skull flattened by thousands of years of sediment and upper body bones almost to the waist, with the left hand curled under the head like a small cushion. So it's very exciting. So let's see, you know, what this new find may bring and what we can learn about, our Neanderthal relatives. So yes, the Neanderthal skeleton is the first found in a decade. So here from Iraq, back to the studio, Dave.
Very exciting indeed. So we're learning more and more about Neanderthal man. And we're finding out they weren't the, unintelligent cavemen we thought they were. They were actually much more sophisticated than we thought. So let's see what, this new find can tell us. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, yes, welcome to Boost Your Level, the part of the program where we try to boost your level, of course. Now, this is a follow-up. So if you were listening last week, you may have heard some of our common expressions. Yes, we put you to the test on common expressions. So the idea is to get some common and useful expressions into your active English. It's a really good way to boost your level. So this is round two, if you like. Asalto dos. Okay? Are you ready? So Alan Parsons has compiled another master list of useful common expressions. Are you ready? This is the interactive part of the program. Do your best to translate these into perfect English. If you get them wrong, make a note of them, albeit mental. You can write it down even better. But, okay, you can also listen to the podcast of this program on iBox, on eBox. You can search for The Salad and you can listen to it at a later date again if you need to. Okay then, so are you ready to play? This is your test of common expressions on Boost Your Level. I'll pass you over to our grammar expert Alan Parsons for our first example. Let's translate these into perfect English.
Right, okay, hello Dave. Yes, it's our first one. En términos de beneficios, el año ha sido bueno.
In terms of profit, the year has been good. So en términos de, in terms of, that's an easy one. There's no excuse not to get that into your active English straight away or right now, ahora mismo. So in terms of profits, or profit, I would say, the year has been good. Okay, we're starting off gently. Okay, let's have another one. Are you ready?
A pesar de la escasez de agua, hemos logrado conservar el césped en buenas condiciones.
Wow. High level, I would say.
What level?
So, a pesar de, what do you think? Now, you should know your conjunctions if you're a regular Salad listener. In spite of, the water shortage. Escasez. Okay? You're short. It's short. No te queda corto. It's a shortage. So in spite of the water shortage, hemos logrado conservar, we've managed to keep the grass, if you like, in good condition. You could say the lawn, el césped, but the grass is fine if you want. So in spite of the water shortage, we've managed to keep the grass in good condition. Okay, high level!
Right, okay, a la larga, todos saldremos ganando.
A la larga, in the long run. That's right, in the long run, we will all, or we'll all, come out ahead. Wow.
High level!
Well, these are all high level, really, but you know. In the long run, we'll all come out ahead. So a la larga, in the long run. And also salir ganando, to come out ahead. Very useful. Next.
Estaré de regreso en 15 minutos. Mientras tanto, repasad vuestros apuntes.
Well, I'll be back in 15 minutes. Mientras tanto, we're looking for here. In the meantime, you can say repasar. Review your notes. It's a simplified version. You can say look over or go over your notes. So, I'll be back in 15 minutes. In the meantime, mientras tanto, in the meantime, go over your notes. Good.
En teoría, el negocio va muy bien.
Well, this one's pretty easy. You can do a direct translation. In theory, theory. Okay, so in theory, the business is going very well. Rather than goes very well, I would say is going, está yendo, present continuous. So in theory, the business is going very well.
En vista de los problemas, he decidido cancelarlo.
En vista de. In view of the problems, I've decided to cancel it or call it off. You can say call off or cancel. So in this case, we've seen in theory, in teoría, en vista de, in view of. So you can get these into your active English right now, ahora mismo, immediately. Okay? Next, please.
¿Me lo podrías dar por escrito, por favor?
What do you think, por escrito? In writing. I would say, could you give it to me in writing, please? Por escrito, in writing. Could you give it to me in writing, please? Next.
Da igual que seas alto o bajo.
Da igual, what do you think? Excuse me, what do you think? It doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter whether you're tall or short. I suppose you could say, but if you have two options, we often use whether. So it doesn't matter whether you're tall or short. Da igual, it doesn't matter.
Trae tu agenda por si acaso.
Well, bring your agenda. Just in case, por si acaso. Just in case. Bring your agenda just in case. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, useful expressions or boost your level. Okay, let's keep going here with our useful common expressions. Next, please.
Hemos perdido el contacto debido a un malentendido.
Well, we've lost contact debido a, due to, a misunderstanding. Misunderstanding. You could say on account of a misunderstanding. Sounds quite formal. Yeah, so we've lost contact on account of a misunderstanding. Mm. So on account of or due to, debido a.
Sin duda tienes noticia de los recientes.
Sin duda. I would just say no doubt. Yeah? You could say without a doubt or without doubt, but no doubt is fine. So no doubt you've heard about, I would say, the recent changes. No doubt you've heard about the recent changes. So again, Sindula, if you like, no doubt, you can use that immediately. Get it into your active English immediately, no doubt.
Luife, a proposito.
I did it on purpose. I did it on purpose, a proposito, on purpose, that's right.
En nombre de la dirección, quiero agradecer a todos los empleados por los excelentes resultados.
En nombre de, in the name of. So in the name of sounds, you know, very poetic. In the name of love. In the name of God. So it sounds very, very poetic. Okay. Or biblical, maybe. But I would say on behalf of, so on behalf of the management, I want to thank all the employees for the excellent results. On behalf of the management, I want to thank all the employees for the excellent results.
Tuve un accidente camino de la oficina.
Well, I had an accident camino de, on the way to the office. On the way to camino de, I had an accident on the way to the office.
En términos generales, estoy de acuerdo con el plan.
Now, if you remember last week, we saw in general terms, which you can say, anything else? On the whole is another option. On the whole, I agree with the plan, because the whole is un entero. That's right. So on the whole, I agree with the plan. That's right, salad listeners. Next.
Las cosas están empezando a escapar de nuestro control.
I see. Well, things, not the things. Things are starting to get out of control. Okay? So to get out of control is the expression here. Things are starting to get out of control. That's right, salad listeners. Not bad. This is Boost Your Level.
Right, okay, next one. ¿Crees que vale la pena?
Do you think it's worth it? So to be worth it, okay, vale la pena. Do you think it's worth it? That's right.
Me siento algo fuera de lugar aquí.
Well, I feel a little out of place here. That's right, fuera de lugar. You can say the same thing, out of place. Get that interactive English. I feel a little out of place here.
Llegaron sanos y salvos.
They arrived safe and sound. Seguros y sonido. Literally, safe and. Fresh and learn it. They arrived safe and sound.
Antes de entrar en esta empresa, yo era autónomo.
Well, you could say before joining this company, or prior to joining this company, if you like, I was self-employed. Now, prior to, plus gerund sounds good. Prior to joining this company, I was self-employed.
Tardé mucho en romper el hielo con él.
Well, tardé mucho. It took me a long time to break the ice with him. The same expression, to break the ice. It took me a long time to break the ice with him.
Estoy dispuesto a hacer lo que sea, siempre que sea legal.
Well, I'm willing to do anything as long as, siempre que, it's legal.
Hasta cierto punto, estoy de acuerdo contigo.
Well, up to a point or to a certain extent, if you like, I agree with you.
Aquello fue la gota que colmó el vaso.
It's a said expression. That was the last straw, we say, the last straw. That's all I'm going to say on the subject. That was the last straw. And finally, we have one last one. Are you ready? So translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note.
¿Quién lleva la voz cantante aquí?
What do you think? Who runs the show here? Who runs the show here? That's right, Salad Listener. So this has been Boost Your Level Part 2. We looked at Part 1 last week. Now remember, you can listen to this program again on ebox.com. Just go to Vaughan Radio. You can look up The Salad and you can listen to it again. But try and get some of these expressions into your active English to boost your level. Now then, once again, we've run out of time, so thanks for listening. See you next time on The Salad.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son programas presenciales muy exigentes e intensos, cuyo objetivo es aprender a hablar inglés, por lo que el enfoque es 100% oral. Podrás elegir entre una o dos clases semanales de 2 horas, 2 horas y media o 3 horas, en horario de mañana o tarde, siendo compatibles con cualquier horario laboral. 3 meses de formación continua donde el alumno irá mejorando el nivel de forma progresiva y constante. Llama ya, infórmate en el 91-133-5833. Comienza bien el año con nuestros trimestrales. 91-133-5833. Personaliza tu horario y elige las que